The AccuWeather forecast, mostly sunny with a high today near 70. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney wants to put Kenoshan Dennis Brandner on trial again for the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck after this week's hung jury decision. Toney says his staff is now re-reviewing records and preparing toward a second trial. The 62-year-old Brandner, arrested last year for the murder of the 18-year-old Beck based on a DNA match and fingerprints in the woman's vehicle. A Milwaukee woman accused of escaping from the Ellsworth Correctional Center in the town of Dover in June of last year has been sentenced to an additional year in prison. 24-year-old Kawanda Bridges, sentenced by Racine Circuit Court Judge John Jude to 2 years of extended supervision once she's released from prison. Bridges pleading guilty to a charge of escape earlier in the year. Court documents indicate a man drove up to the Ellsworth Center, said he had come out to get Bridges on a pass, but when informed that passes were not given to inmates, he drove away, then returned a short time later, and then Bridges ran out of the facility, got in the car, and it took off. The vehicle then spotted by sheriff's deputies. They gave chase until it was stopped. Bridges jumped out at that point and ran into a field, then was taken into custody. The man who helped Bridges to escape, Antonio Knox Deal, has pled no contest to an escape charge in possession of marijuana. He's already serving his sentence. Racine County's Youth and Governance Program is still relatively new, patterned after Kenosha County's successful model. It allows select high school students to participate on a limited basis in the county government process, but has been showing great promise in developing future leaders. Supervisor Monty Osterman telling his colleagues this week about a recent tour of county operations for the latest group of YIG members and how they found it rather eye-opening.
Across the board, one of the things that all the students said was they were so surprised and shocked that everyone that they talked to, department heads, and even we were blessed with some of the employees, the people that do the everyday work, they were all impressed with how passionate everybody in Racine County was about their job. They were surprised that they weren't looking at and dealing with, quote, typical government workers.
Osterman jokingly noted one of the students even managed to down the entire meal he was served in the jail, and he was the only one. He thanked his colleagues for their support of youth and governments, saying the results we're seeing just far exceeding our expectations. The Kenosha Area Business Alliance and Downtown Kenosha Incorporated have been partners for the past few years, but there's now word from CABA that DKI will be OIO on its own. It was 3 years ago, according to the Kenosha News, that the City, CABA, the Chamber of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Lakeshore Business Improvement District all agreed to fund the activities of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated. The group's executive director telling the newspaper, "We're looking at what the future partnership will be and how it's going to work." If you're into parades this holiday weekend, traditions will continue. You've got several to choose from. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Racine 4th Fest Parade, celebrating 80 years of the greatest parade on earth, steps off at 9 o'clock Monday morning, featuring more than 100 entries. The Union Grove 4th of July Parade, with the theme Small Town Big Heart, begins at 9:15 at the Racine County Fairgrounds. At 11 a.m., the Waterford Independence Day Parade begins at 7th and Main Streets, preceded by the Children's Parade at 10:30. And at 1 p.m., the Raymond 4th of July Parade, with its theme May the 4th Be With You, starts at the festival grounds. It will also be preceded by a children's parade at 12:45. Kenosha's Civic Veterans Parade begins at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and Summers will host their annual Independence Day Parade on the 4th, beginning at 2. Twin Lakes will also have a parade at 11 a.m. Saturday as part of their 4th of July festivities. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a native of Oak Creek will get to celebrate America's 240th year of independence as part of the hand-picked Navy crew on board the world's oldest commissioned warship afloat, the USS Constitution. Petty Officer Second Class Jeremy Lusk serves aboard the 219-year-old Boston-based ship, named by President George Washington to honor the Constitution. Famously known as Old Ironsides, the Constitution is a wooden-hulled, three-masted heavy frigate originally launched in 1797. Right now, it's in dry dock for its first major restoration in more than 20 years. The Racine Fire Department called out just before 6 o'clock this morning to the Azarian Marina on Water Street for the report of a dock on fire with smoke and flames observed. The battalion chief on scene reported it to be a small fire to a small dock, no boats nearby, and it could be handled by one engine. An initial report suggested that it might have been related to fireworks. The Wisconsin State Patrol is officially welcoming 38 new officers this afternoon with a graduation ceremony in La Crosse, and two of them have local connections. Tyler Koenig of Twin Lakes is signed to be an inspector in Racine County. David Thompson of Kenosha to be a trooper in Juneau County. The recruits finished 25 weeks of training to be able to receive their badges during the swearing-in event. A dozen served in the military, seven are women. Several of the other graduates hail from the Milwaukee area, the rest coming from Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. One is a native of Utah. The search goes on for that 20,000 pounds of cheese that was stolen from Oak Creek in an unmarked white semi-trailer. Driver said it was taken sometime between 11:30 Wednesday night and 2 a.m. Thursday while in a parking lot for a business. The cheese was to be hauled from U.S. Foods in Green Bay to the New York, New Jersey area. It's worth more than $46,000. Husco International is a company in Waukesha that is preparing now to lay off 100 workers because of changes being made as part of a restructuring. As a result, it will shut down off-highway manufacturing at that facility early next year. Production will continue, though, in Whitewater and at a facility in Iowa. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave making a change to his schedule for monthly listening sessions for the rest of the year. Instead of meeting with county residents on the first Wednesday of the month, those sessions will now take place on the second Wednesday. And he's changed the order of municipalities to host the sessions. The next gathering will be Wednesday, July the 13th in the Village of Caledonia at the Eastside Community Center from 4 until 6 p.m. The session in August, that will be in Union Grove. Racine police with a death investigation going from early this morning after responding to the report of a man down, bleeding from the head, but also not breathing outside of a building in the 800 block of South Main Street. Fire rescue personnel were on their way around 2:30 a.m. when a police officer at the scene told dispatch to contact the medical examiner. The victim, believed to be around the mid-40s, looking around that immediate area for any indication of what might have occurred, was part of the initial investigation, as well as officers inquiring about any security video from the area, including the county jail complex. Former longtime Kenosha County Clerk Nancy Principe died Thursday at the Brookside Care Center. She was 82 years old. She served 5 terms at office, retiring in 1996. Prior to her work in county government, Principe did 4 years on the Kenosha City Council. Piasecki Althouse Funeral Home in Kenosha will be handling the services for Nancy Principe. First responders in southeast Wisconsin cannot emphasize this enough for the holiday weekend. Fireworks are dangerous and safety needs to be a priority. Todd Pritchard of Wisconsin Emergency Management echoing that sentiment.
Obviously, we don't allow kids to ignite fireworks, keep them away from the ignition location as much as possible. And the adults obviously need to take care too, right? Make sure that you have protective eyewear. Make sure your body isn't kind of leaning over any of the fireworks that are going off.
Pritchard says a bucket of water or a garden hose nearby recommended for any type of fireworks device. He points out that every 4th of July, thousands of people nationwide end up in hospital emergency rooms, about a third of the injuries, kids under the age of 15. With as many people as expected on Racine's lakefront for the 4th Fest Parade Monday morning and then the fireworks show at night, having North Beach clean and no alewives in the water is a major emphasis this weekend. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor John Dickert said the recent problem with alewives is weather-related and the cleanups have to continue a while.
So any raking up or any assistance that we could get, we'd love to have, because unfortunately, you know, they're being blown in because of the waves and the wind. And it is a big problem. We noticed it a couple of weeks ago. My wife and my kids and I were walking along the pier. And we have to stay diligent on cleaning them up because we have to do it every single day. And we have been for 2 weeks.
The mayor also pointing out the request for community help in cleaning up the beach, since the Public Works Department won't be working the holiday weekend. Call 636-9111 or just show up in the morning hours. The Eco Justice Center in Caledonia, operated by the Racine Dominicans, has a new executive director. Sister Regine Sataki with the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth, coming from Kansas, and will take over July 23rd, according to a release. The Eco Justice Center has been under the interim leadership of Kate Kirby since April 23rd. She replaced Allison Thielen, who is back now with the Root Pike Watershed Initiative. Sister Sataki bringing 10 years of environmental education to that position. Part of the approval process for the Uptown Racine Veterans Housing Project and some old industrial buildings by the railroad tracks near 16th Street includes a certified survey map. The Plan Commission talked about it this week, Assistant Planner Matt Sadowski noting the CSM consolidates all of the properties involved as well as the 15th Street right-of-way, which is being vacated for the project.
There will be a public hearing for the vacation at the next council meeting next week, but it's well along in the process, and so the certified survey map is incorporating that area.
He noted some conditions connected to the survey map's approval include back taxes. The project itself is to renovate and create 74 residential units that are catering to mainly veterans. Governor Walker making his desire to rein in spending on transportation pretty clear, but Assembly Representative Mark Spreitzer of Beloit says revenue needs to be found to fix the crumbling infrastructure.
I think the gas tax and registration fees are the two that come up the most and probably need to be the main source. If there are other things that need to be considered to get the votes to get this done, I'm open to leaving options on the table, but I would start with those two.
Spreitzer adding that the governor is stubbornly refusing to consider available options, also prohibiting his transportation department from proposing any new sources of revenue. For that, Spreitzer says it's time for the legislature to take the lead. Tonight's Mega Millions lottery game jackpot would be a great way to start the holiday weekend, the 10th largest jackpot in U.S. history, but with better odds of almost anything, according to reporter Bill Michaels.
Because no one has won a Mega Millions jackpot since March 8th, the prize has steadily grown to an estimated $415 million. The record prize was a $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot won in January by players in three states. Winning numbers in the Mega Millions game will be drawn tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. The odds of picking the correct numbers on the five white balls and one yellow ball are 1 in 259 million. I'm Bill Michaels.
Racine-based S.C. Johnson today announcing an agreement to acquire Baby Gannix out of Hicksville, New York, a rapidly growing baby brand providing household and personal care products for the growing family. The Baby Gannix line includes skin, bath, oral, and sun care, insect repellent, hand hygiene, surface cleaners, laundry products, dish soaps, diapers, and wipes. We have a great admiration for the Baby Gannix products and their leadership, according to a statement from S.C. Johnson Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Fisk Johnson. He adds, they are one of the fastest-growing private companies, and their unique and innovative products are a great complement to our portfolio of trusted brands. S.C. Johnson expecting that deal to be finalized, subject, of course, to U.S. regulatory approval. Racine County is one of four communities in the U.S. going to be reviewed this month by a group of out-of-town judges for the International Communities in Bloom competition. The local effort led by former alderman, now county board supervisor, Melissa Caprellian-Becker.
They are traveling through Asia, Europe, and all of North America. There are only four locations in the United States, and Racine County is one of them, so this is huge. We have to represent. I have 10 supervisors' locations that we are actually stopping at. The rest, we're pretty much probably driving through.
The judges will consider Racine County for such criteria as tidiness, environmental action, urban forestry, floral displays, landscaping, and heritage conservation. The results to be announced in October. The city of Racine won a categorical award with the America in Bloom competition in 2012 and again in 2013. The judges then suggested a try at the international level. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.